Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
It is back to school season, and my niece Maya has some advice to get you ready for the year.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Admit that you missed the jingle just a little bit. If you were gone for this, if I go a couple of weeks, I get a little itchy if I don't hear it. A couple of days even. Welcome back to Nieces Know Best, y'all. If you forget, this is like our family sitcom moment of the show.
Kids are honest and they're transparent. And so with Maya also being back to school, she is heading into fifth grade. I wanted to know if she had any advice for all of us for the new school year.
It is back to school, which means new classrooms, new classmates, and for some, maybe even a brand new school. So you are about to go into fifth grade. What advice do you have for kids that might be nervous for the first week of school?
Listen, you may be changing schools and you may need to get new friends, but that doesn't always mean bad things. Even though you might not like meeting new people like me, there are people that want to be friends with you, that want to have a friendship with someone like you or someone that is you.
How do you feel about going into the fifth grade?
You know, school is trying to help me be smarter. And if I can't be smarter, then I can't be a marine biologist and then I can't be rich.
So go to school so you can be rich.
Exactly. I'm so excited to learn about algebra or whatever the heck that is, you know? Who knew that was a word in the dictionary? I didn't. Welcome to fifth grade.
Thanks, Maya. I love you.
Oh, she's the best. She's so excited. When we recorded this, she was showing me all, you know, her new clothes that she got. She's excited. So we're really excited for everybody for back to school.
And fifth grade is like the pinnacle, man. Like fifth grade may be like the most fun year of school. Senior year is like obviously peak, but like fifth grade.
Did you really? You like fifth grade was your favorite?
Was awesome. Fifth grade because you're like the king of like elementary school. You know what I mean? Like you like own all the elementary school kids.
Out of elementary, second grade was my first and second. I think that was just because of the teachers that I had.
Oh, the teachers made it.
Yeah, so first and second were definitely my favorite in elementary.
It's an interesting question we could ask really quick just to text us. What was your favorite year of school and like why? We don't have to make a big topic out of it or anything, but like what was your favorite year? Fifth, and then I'd say senior year, then fifth for me, and then Jess is first and second. That's Nieces Know Best. There you go.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.